HarperCollins presents Max Hastings on War, written and read by Max Hastings. Introduction. I have been studying warfare for more than 50 years, first in school, then on battlefields around the world as a correspondent, then as a historian, author of some 15 books about the 20th century's wars. What follows is a collection of talks and lectures that I have given about my books, which I hope will both entertain the listener and highlight aspects of military history that have caught my attention, indeed fascination, through almost six decades. Max Hastings, September 2022.
Going to the Wars.
In my 20s and 30s, I reported from more than 60 countries as a foreign correspondent for BBC TV and several British newspapers. In particular, I became a chronicler of conflicts. I attended 11 wars between 1969 and 82. In 2002, I published Going to the Wars, an account of my experiences as a correspondent. What follows is a lecture I gave in the United States at that time, gathering together memories and reflections about the relationship between war and the media. My feelings have not much changed in the intervening 20 years, where some of the same issues reveal themselves in Ukraine. In 1975, an Australian journalist named Philip Knightley published a history of war corresponding entitled The First Casualty. It was his thesis that journalists, and especially British ones, had persistently let down their societies by failing to discover and report the truth from the battlefield, mostly for reasons of either incompetence or corruptness. Knightley cited among his own credentials the fact that he himself had never reported a war. His book sold well and achieved a cult following. I disagreed with it profoundly and find that it reads as absurdly to me today as it did when I reviewed it on publication. First, in his contempt for the worst sort of correspondence seen in bars from Saigon to Kabul, Knightley ignored the long roll call of great war reporters. In writing my own books, I've often looked back with admiration on the writings of Drew Middleton, Alan Moorhead, Alexander Clifford and others in World War II, men of the greatest gifts who exercised them to the highest purpose, as their successors, both men and women, continue to do to this day, in Ukraine and elsewhere. Beyond Knightley's debunking of individuals, I believe that he missed a fundamental point about war reporting. All journalism is about trying to build jigsaws, with many of the pieces missing. Even in peacetime, the media is performing pretty well to get a story half right, when most of our sources of information, including official ones, lie or distort. Many politicians and civil servants believe that they fulfill the function for which they're paid by putting a spin on their every pronouncement and action, just as we are assuredly doing our part by striving not to be bamboozled by them. But in war, far more of the jigsaw pieces are absent. It's seldom possible to learn any portion of the other side of the story, the enemies. Almost everything we know about the Taliban or the Russian army in Ukraine, for instance, comes from what we are told by British, American, or Ukrainian intelligence. It's hard to paste together enough fragments to create a plausible image. To get the story 30% right in wartime is an achievement. One is groping in half-darkness. The choice is not whether to tell the public, the reader, listener, or viewer lies or the truth, as Knightley's foolish book suggests. The choice is between reporting the fragments of truth one can garner or nothing. One is struggling for insights. I shall always remember a sudden flash of understanding that came upon me and a colleague
Sample complete. Ready to continue?